And you're tuned to 91.3 FM, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Steve Kramark, part of Java Time, and you just heard some music from the Cars. We had All Mixed Up, and we went back a little bit for Cruiser. Before that, a little solo action from Ben Orr, Stay the Night, and we went way far back to some kind of pre-Cars stuff with Milkwood and Linkin Park. And I mentioned earlier we were going to have a special guest today. And joining me this morning is John Starr, lead vocals and guitars for Best Friend's Girl, performing all the great music from the Cars. Thanks for joining us this morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I got to ask you, why the Cars? I mean, if you're looking to do a band and do tribute music, it's a little more complicated choosing the Cars than, say, a more simplistic type of music. What brought that choice around?
Well, it was very simple for me. I'm a huge Cars fan. I've always been a Cars fan since I was a little kid. I've been in bands my whole life. I remember being a young teenager, playing in different Battle of the Bands, and I'd be there, and bands would be playing Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and all bands, you know, heavier music like that. And here I would come in, and I'd be playing, you know, Shake It Up and Just What I Needed. And, you know, it was always a little different for me, you know, because I didn't fit in with, you know, all the, you know, the guys that wanted to play guitar and be loud and do all those solos. I was playing the Cars music because that's what I loved from day one, and I still love them today. And all the songs you just played were awesome, amazing songs. So everybody should realize that it's an easy dream to follow when you love something.
Yeah, certainly a really deep catalog. Everybody has their favorite album. I mean, the first album is practically flawless, but they have hits on just about every album that they've ever put out. How long have you been doing this as the band?
Well, this particular band started in 2017. One of the agents that we deal with, he was actually looking for a Cars tribute band, and he mentioned it to the drummer, who's a good friend of mine, and he's like, a Cars tribute band? He goes, I could get that together for you real quick, because we are Cars fans. That's what we did. We just got it right together fast as we could, and it was very easy for me, because I just love the song. I played a lot of the songs my whole life, and I listened to the songs all the time. I still listen to them. So it was an easy decision, and the band got together, and we started playing wherever the agency would send us at the time.
You played Paradise Grill down in Lower Delaware in between all the thunder and lightning and rain. I got a chance to check that show out. Now you're coming back to Delaware for the show at the Milton Theater on Friday, September 16th. In addition to the songs, you guys seem to go for the Cars and 80s vibe. You got the wardrobe, you got the black and white and red color palette. I mean, what other little touches have you put on this over the years?
Well, the big thing with us is, obviously, yes, the red, the black, the checkerboard, you know, we're trying not to imitate the Cars. You know, we don't want to wear the wigs. We don't want to, you know, we're not pretending to be, you know, Rick Ocasek and Ben Orr. We're just real lovers of the music, and we just want to play the music the best we can. But we try to bring a little bit of the stories that we've learned throughout the years, the history of the Cars, stuff that, you know, well, people will leave knowing a little bit more about the Cars and why, you know, why they wrote the music that they did and how, you know, we stumbled upon it and how we take the music. You know, we do love the 80s. We all came from different 80s bands also, but the Cars were always the high point, you know, and the meeting point for all of us. And listen, it's not hard to see it and believe it, because like you said before, they had album after album of hits. And yes, they're not Led Zeppelin, you know, they're not Fleetwood Mac and all these bands that you see tribute bands playing all over the place for, several of them. They're the Cars. And the Cars had their niche, but when people sit down to listen to the music, they cannot believe how many hits the Cars had.
And obviously you're playing all those hits, but you're also squeezing in some hidden favorites and deeper tracks, like I mentioned, All Mixed Up and Cruiser. Those are in your set list. How do you come up with that set list, and how often do you vary it, or is it pretty constant?
Well, it's pretty constant for a certain amount of time, you know, maybe a year or so, and then we'll switch it up a little bit. We were schooled early on by agencies that people like to sort of to keep it the same, you know. But songs like Cruiser, like these are songs I remember listening to in my bedroom. And obviously, Ben Orr, his vocal abilities and the sexiness of his voice, you know, Cruiser's one that it's all him. You know, it's the way he just pronounces his words and he gets his little growls in the song and stuff like that. So picking the songs is easy if you want to just go to the greatest hit album or go on Google and search Cars greatest hit. But throwing in Cruiser and the song like Dangerous Types and All Mixed Up, those are from the heart. You know, those are songs that, you know, you just, you know, that, it's all I can do. These are songs, when we play them, they're very sentimental for me. And I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way when they hear them.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, since you mentioned Ben. Are you, and you sing both the vote, you sing Ben and you sing Rick. Are you more of a Ben guy or Rick guy? Or it's a tough spot to put you in, but what are your thoughts there?
That's really tough, because every word that Ben sings, Rick wrote, right?
Right.
You know, I believe that, I think in my I think I could sing a little bit better like Ben than I can like Rick, but I don't think I can have a favorite. You know, Ben was the cool guy. You know, Ben was the cool guy, and Rick was the songwriter. It's very hard for me to say, because they wouldn't exist without each other. So it's hard for me to say one over the other. You know, if I was, you know, 18 years old, I'd pretend I was Ben, I guess, you know, because he was cool, you know. But being an adult now and stuff like that, and appreciating the work that Rick did and the whole band, you know, I loved how all those guys, Elliot Easton's my favorite guitar player to this day, you know, just a phenomenal guitar player. But yeah, that's a tough one. I'd have to, like, you know, take the fifth.
All right. That's admirable. I understand that. Now, you've been at this for a while with this band. What's the most interesting story you have from maybe one of your performances? Anything weird or cool or crazy happen?
Well, the craziness is the people we meet afterwards and the people that come up, and they have their stories. You know, we've played places where at the end we do a small meet and greet, and people have come up with autographed tickets from Cars concerts signed by Rick Ocasek, and they want me to sign it. You know, I won't sign it. You know, I'm going to ruin the thing for them.
Sure.
They have T-shirts. Somebody's brought Cars T-shirt signed and asked me to put the T-shirt on so they could take a picture of me wearing their T-shirt that was from the Cars concert that's autographed by the Cars. People bring albums. People are reliving that time. It was a great time. You know, we have great memories from that time, but meeting the fans and hearing their stories. One funny thing we do see all the time is when we roll into different theaters and, you know, different events, there a lot of the sound guys that do the sound at these events have at one time or another worked for the Cars.
Okay.
You know, and we get some great stories of the Cars from them, you know, like, you know, about, you know, different mixes and, you know, how they like things differently and how the guys would show up at different times and how they did the different things. But it's funny because it's almost comical. Like, I bet you worked for the Cars at one time, you know, for the sound guy. And usually there's a lot of them that have, I guess locally and you know, on the big tours.
And I guess that's, for a sound person, that is a pretty dramatic undertaking to make sure everything sounds right. And you even hear in some of their old stuff that has surfaced on YouTube, like, it's really hard to get that mix right because you've got Elliot Easton, kind of the subdued guitar solos. You've got the keyboard kind of underlays. It's not your typical, you know, three guys playing three chords band.
No, they got bigger as they went along, sound wise. You know, the Roy Thomas Baker and then, you know, yeah, Mutt Lang. So, you know, the beginning is, you know, they had those big vocals. You know, the Good Times Roll and Best Friend's Girl, and, you know, the big vocals where they did them in a studio were very hard to do live.
Sure.
You know, but as they got, you know, bigger and bigger and playing the bigger arenas, and then they were doing the Mutt Lang stuff, their sound got bigger.
So another tough question for you. If I forced you to pick, what would be your Mount Rushmore of Cars songs? And I'll give you mine, just full disclosure. Mine is Moving in Stereo, Candio, Drive, and Bye Bye Love, with a probably all mixed up and Since You're Gone close behind, mostly Ben stuff. So what would you, if you had to pick four songs, could you even do that?
Well, I'd have to say Bye Bye Love is one of the best. What a great song. You know, from the moment it comes out of the box, you know, they're firing on all cylinders. You know, I love Bye Bye Love. It's All I Can Do. Obviously another Ben song. Obviously I can't even not say Just What I Needed, because that's where it all started.
Sure.
To this day, it's when we play it and the people are singing it along with us, it's amazing to just be there and feeling that, you know. But as far as, you know, Rick has a lot of good songs. It's very hard to pick them because they were so, like, you know, they're so iconic for the moment of the time we were living in. You know, I mean, Best Friend's Girl, you know, he had so many, Tonight She Comes, like, these were such cool songs. The way he delivered the songs is just, as quirky as he was doing his thing, it was iconic, you know, for what we did. You know, it was an epic time for what they did. So Rick songs, I could go on all day, you know,
right,
to try to find one to throw in there. There's so many. But, you know, the three that stick with me right now are definitely, and even like you said, All Mixed Up, another great song. So they're Ben songs, but if you ever heard demos of Rick singing those songs, it wasn't too different.
Random question on two projects. Do you have any strong feelings about their last album, Move Like This, or even the new Cars incarnation with Todd Rundgren?
Well, I did see that, the new Cars, in concert. I was happy as heck to see the Cars, you know, in some form, you know, that late after they broke up. I think I went deaf because I wouldn't get away from the Elliot Easton's amp in the front. And, you know, it was just amazing seeing Elliot play live, you know, being so close, because you could, you know, the earlier tours, you couldn't get near them, you know, big arenas. But I think they were very good as the new cars. I did see the cars after that when they came back with the Move Like This tour, and that was amazing because, you know, obviously no one played bass except Greg played a little bit, but they didn't have a bass player on stage, which I think was awesome,
right?
You know, to Ben. He was such a huge part of the band, but they were great, and that album, we liked the two hits off that album, so it was like they never stopped playing. They came right back, and they sounded exactly like the Cars, and they put a new album out, and I'm glad they did when they did.
So for folks coming out to the Milton Theater tomorrow, what can they expect from you?
Well, you know, when you come out to see us tomorrow, we're going to get there early, we're going to get ready, and we're going to come out, and we're going to play our hearts out playing the Cars music for the people that are there. Last time we were in there, we had a great experience. We actually stayed after the event and met a lot of people. The Milton Theater is an awesome theater. It's close. It's comfortable. I enjoy talking to the people. I want to hear from them, too, because these songs mean a lot to me, and I want to feel and hear what it means to the Cars fans, because there's nothing better than when you're playing a place and the Cars fans are showing up to see you. So we're going to put on the best show we can. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we know the Milton Theater, the staff there is awesome. They're going to take care of everybody, and the whole little town there is awesome. So we're anxious to get there, and actually, I can't wait.
Cool. It's my first time in that venue, but I hear it is a super cool location. So before I let you go, you want to plug social media, websites, et cetera?
Well, you can check us out at bestfriendsgirl.com, on Facebook, Best Friends Girl Cars Tribute, and you could check us out you know, also on Facebook, John Starr. So check me out on Facebook. You can find all the Cars information and follow the band, and hopefully see you guys at the Milton or the Paradise Grill or wherever we end up close to your house.
All right, John, sounds good. Thanks for joining us today, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at the event.
Thank you, and keep playing the Cars music.